Manu Patra alerts dated the 20th of February 2019. Kerala High Court has reiterated that nobody has a right to prevent other citizens from exercising their fundamental rights to carry on business or trade in anywhere in India and also to move freely in the name of Hartal. Supreme Court has observed that High Court should not preempt exercise of disciplinary jurisdiction of armed forces by taking over essential function of determining whether or not recourse to disciplinary jurisdiction was warranted. Supreme Court has held Reliance Group chairman and its two directors guilty of contempt for willfully not paying 550 crore rupees to Ericsson and asked Anil Ambani to pay 453 crore rupees to Ericsson in 4 weeks, failing which he will have to serve 3 months of jail term. Supreme Court has held that there is no requirement for injury to be on vital part of body. Merely causing hurt is sufficient to attract Section 307 of India Penal Code would be applicable. Supreme Court has lashed out at Assam government for its failure to identify and deport illegal foreigners from state and detaining them in facilities that are subhuman and pathetic. Supreme Court has observed that it will be open for Election Commission to introduce requisite flexibility in eligibility conditions prescribed for defence personnel seeking to be registered as defence voters in stations, peace station, where they are posted. Supreme Court has stayed proceedings of a Chennai court relating to the 1996 Foreign Exchange Regulation Act, FERA, case lodged against AMMK leader T.T.V. Dhinakaran. Supreme Court has granted protection from arrest in all cases registered against former IPS officer Bharati Ghosh, who had recently joined the BJP. Supreme Court has blamed decades-old apathy of centre and state governments for unimaginably pathetic condition of court buildings and lack of adequate houses for judicial officers and said everyone still expected courts to give speedy justice. Supreme Court has refused to pass blanket orders to exempt a turban Sikh from mandatory wearing of safety helmet in a cycling event and turned down the plea to adjudicate whether wearing turban is an essential part of the religion. Supreme Court has pulled up Assam government for creating confusion in final draft of National Register of Citizens, NRC, and not re-evaluating claims of those who have been left out. Delhi High Court has dismissed a plea seeking directions to the media to use the words martyr or shaheed, instead of killed, when reporting deaths of security personnel in terror or other attacks. Delhi High Court has said that Delhi Development Authority, DDA, fire services and other agencies will be responsible for any violation of fire safety rules in select City Walk and DLF malls in South Delhi. Bombay High Court has recently held that mere contractions in statement of witness cannot be sole ground for conviction for perjury and objectionable statements have to be perused as a whole to determine if the false statement was given, willfully and knowingly. Madras High Court has sought a report from Director General of Police, DGP, regarding number of religious places violating norms on usage of cone. Shaped speakers in state and observe that places of worship should not cause disturbance to public. Madras High Court has orally directed CBI not to precipitate till further orders, the trial in a special court in the alleged illegal telephone exchange case in which former communications minister Dayanidhi Maran and his brother Kalanithi Maran are the prime accused. Madras High Court has asked Archaeological Survey of India, ASI, to send 2 sets of samples taken in 2003 from the Adichanallur Archaeological Site for carbon dating to labs in the USA and to Kalina Campus, University of Mumbai so that exact period of the ancient site could be ascertained. Madras High Court has condemned practice of allowing an encroacher to file an appeal to maintain an illegal construction under Section 113C of TN Town and Country Planning Act. Patna High Court has ordered former chief ministers of state to vacate government bungalows assigned to them and termed the occupation as unconstitutional and waste of public money. Gujarat High Court has said that although there is a good deal of opposition to death penalty, yet it should remain on statute book, while commuting death sentence awarded to two men accused of kidnapping and murdering a boy aged about 5 years.